North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today, as I have a very special guest on the line with me. She goes by Nettie. She's connected to relatives of mine, and I'm glad to have her on the show today. We're talking about bullying. We're talking about how we can help change lives when it comes to the issue of bullying, to help their lives be better, to be able to enjoy their lives, because being bullied is a very difficult place to be. And we'll get into that in just a few minutes. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Nettie.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's so great to be here, and it's so awesome knowing that your cousin is Drew, so shout out to Drew if you're listening, and Julie. Because White is a pretty common last name, you know? I was not like, oh, yeah, they're related. I didn't even think to check or anything like that. So that's so funny. Yeah, Drew and Julie, my best friend used to live with them, and they're super, super, super kind people. Julie, like, literally gave me one of her bikes. Like, she used it, like, once, and she said I could have it because I was mentioning, I just mentioned to her that I was going to go look for bikes to buy. And then she's like, oh, and then we went to the garage. And she's like, here, you can have mine. So I'm like, I just really admire them and their generosity. So they're really, really good people. I'm honored to know them.
That is awesome. Well, and you're right, because White is supposed to be the second most common name to Smith. To narrow it down even more, my great-great-grandfather, who was Michele Bianco, came from Italy in the late 1800s, and they translated his name into White. I have a very small group of Whites that I'm related to, and to narrow it down even further to Julie and her family, that's even more incredible that you would have come across them. And I think it's through Cheryl Hill, who's part of your team.
That's right. Yeah, she's my partner in crime. So, we were both just like saying how much you and Drew looked alike. but I was like, he never told me he had a cousin who does a show, because I would have asked to be on it a long time ago.
Well, you know, things happen when they're supposed to. It's a good time for you, because here you've covered this pretty well in October. Here you are in December, and you can talk about it 2 months later. And for my listeners, they haven't heard of Made to Be, and they most likely have not heard of Nettie, and Nettie's people have not heard of The Mark White Show. So I think it's a good time right now.
I agree with you.
In September 13th, you actually became an official nonprofit, a 501c3, which is huge, And I wanted you to be able to share about being able to take your vision when it comes to anti-bullying through Friends Forever and getting that nonprofit status.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all happened really fast, and I'm thankful for it. Of course, the journey with music and everything has been a little bit longer of a journey, but my anti-bullying nonprofit, I guess the idea came to me maybe sometime last year. I was actually looking into partnering with anti-bullying nonprofits, and I just didn't find one that I really, really wanted to work with. So I thought, well, why don't I just create my own? And so I created my own Friends Forever Club, and we go by the slogan "In with the Outcast." So I've been bullied as a kid and as an adult, and really just finding, embracing the things that make me different, which really is a lot of the reasons why I was bullied, and just trying to use what's been meant for evil for me for good, and I have to give God all that credit.
There's just certain things that happened in my life that made it much more difficult. I did experience that bullying. I didn't like being in the locker room changing clothes in PE. That was a really tough time when the kids had pretty much full access to other kids, and that was not a good situation. A lot of times there wasn't that supervision there, and so bad things would happen. And I did have that experience, and it's an awful feeling for people out there, young people especially right now, who are getting bullied. And I saw a post yesterday where a young person had taken a knife to school. The kids had been bullying this young person. They took a knife to school. Obviously, that's not the right thing to do, and there are consequences for that. But the complete post was about the knife and this young person bringing the knife to school. It really didn't address the fact that there was bullying involved in the way that it should have. There should be an investigation for that, too, because in bullying, there's harassment and intimidation. And being a former police officer, those are crimes. You can't harass people. You can't intimidate people. What my view would be is they need to equally look at this case and say, okay, this young person did wrong bringing a knife to school. There are also some young people who are wrong in this harassment and intimidation, and we need to address both issues, because the root cause would be the bullying. The symptom is bringing a knife to school and feeling like nobody is standing up for them.
That's right. I 100% agree with that. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how many people have been bullied, or how many kids and adults are going through bullying. It's so weird, because kids will pick on kids for anything. I mean, humans will pick on another human just really about anything. And I think it's really important to spread the message, like, it's okay if you do your own thing. Like, kids will just find anything. I have a really cool story about my light up shoes that I wear in my music videos and when I perform. And when I had first gotten those, I posted it on my Instagram story, and one of my old coworkers, she was a really sweet person that I worked with, and she had messaged me and said, "Hey, I saw your light up shoes, and my daughter actually wears those, and she looks up to you." And she said, she's been getting made fun of at school for wearing those, and she stopped wearing them. But now that I'm going to tell her that you have those shoes, and she's going to want to wear them again because she looks up to you. And it made me start to think, like, who do kids think they are? You know, they think they're like fashionistas or something. Like, these shoes were created, obviously, and they've been doing really well in the market. And who knows, you know, maybe one day I get a sponsorship is one of my goals. But it's just so interesting how many things that kids make fun of you for, you can actually turn around and use it to your advantage, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does. And sadly, and we don't understand this until we're older, our brains are not developed in the way that sometimes we don't understand exactly what we're doing to other people. If you're hurt at home, if you're having problems at home, you can take that out on other people outside of your home. If you have some bad experiences with people and they see what other people have. And so it's really built in us early. It can carry over into adulthood. And that's when we have to decide that we're going to change. If we're an adult and we're still bullying people, if we're still picking on people, then we've got a real problem, because that's not the way to live a life.
Right. Agreed. Yeah, totally. No, that's a good point about, you know, the children's brains aren't quite developed yet, so they don't understand the severity of their words and their actions. It's a really, really great point.
One of the things that I noticed about you is being able to work in Williamson's school system, and you get to work with kids, and so it gives you an opportunity to be around those kids in a school setting, and I think that's pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely helped me a lot to understand kids, to get a deeper, closer perspective on them, really kind of like, in a way, studying them and just, you know, correlating it with my ministry, with my nonprofit, and with my music. Just really being able to have more experience with kids, I think has helped me and is helping me a lot. And I've heard some stories with kids at school, different schools. I visit different schools and work at different schools. And so I get to meet a lot of kids. I've met like hundreds of kids. I've been to over like 17 elementary schools within Williamson County. And the stories that I've heard, they're just really some of them are very heartbreaking.
And that's exactly what I was able to do, Nettie, when I was a police officer, was to connect with young people in a unique and special way. Because as a police officer, you can gain that trust of a young person. They'll confide in you. They'll talk to you. I really felt like I was that person that I wanted to have for me those many years ago. If you can think about it that way, be that person that you needed when you were a young person.
Right. Yeah. So true. I feel the same way for myself too. I mean, I'm definitely like a person that thrives with like words of affirmation, like someone who really cares about me, and just continuing to encourage me and lift me up when I'm low, makes a big difference. It's one of the ways that I feel the most loved. And so, I find that being able to be that person that I need in a way, to being able to speak life into other people and to encourage other people and to let them know that it's going to be okay, is something that I relate to, like what you said, you know, being that the police officer you were and people confide in you, you're that person that you needed. And so I definitely relate to that.
Empathy is an amazing quality to have in a human being. And even if a person has not had the same experience as another, to try to put yourself in their shoes, to think about how would this make me feel? What would this experience do to me? And then turn around and try to do something to let that person know that you care about them because you know that they're hurting. That's incredible.
Yeah, I agree. Empathy is an amazing thing for sure.
I also noticed that we have Christmas for Kids. Here we are in the holidays. And Daryl Worley, he actually leads the intro on my show. He closes out one of my segments on the show with Do Something Good Today. And I did want to talk about Christmas for Kids. I saw your big bus there, and you were involved in that event. That's very nice that you're able to do that this time of year.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's a huge blessing, and I really respect Christmas for Kids and what they do for the kids. In Hendersonville, and just being able to be a part of it was so much fun. I met a lot of people, and I was pretty worn out by the end of the night, but it was so rewarding. And the bus that I was able to use that night was just amazing. The bus driver told me some people who've been on that bus and who've used it and stuff, and just I got so spoiled that night for sure.
Right now we're talking to Nettie. She has written the song Made to Be, came out in March, and then they did the remix in October. We're also talking about bullying. She has an anti-bullying campaign, and it's Friends Forever. And I'm glad to have Nettie on the line with me right now. We're going to take a quick break, and Nettie, when we come back, I want you to tell people how to connect with you. I want people to be able to find out more about you and about this special organization that you've started, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Nettie. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I have Nettie on the line with me. Of all the folks in the world, she has some connections to my family with the last name White, and there's a lot of people with the last name White, but to be connected through my great-great-grandfather, Michele Bianco from Italy, that's pretty cool to connect to that family. So welcome back to the Mark White Show, Nettie.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's great to be here, and I just realized that you're in Alabama, right?
That's exactly right.
And I know that your cousin goes for a certain football team that I will not name because I'm on the other side of the team. Basically, I'm their rival, if you know what I'm saying. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Mark. So funny. I grew up in California, so I just barely found out about the whole rivalry a couple years ago when I moved out to Nashville. But I just thought I'd throw that in there just for fun. If you're listening, Drew, Roll Tide. And Julie, sorry, I love you guys.
You know, it's funny, Nettie, because seriously, people are so intense when it comes to the teams that they pull for. Mm-hmm. My slogan is News That Unites.
Oh,
I have to be very careful when it comes to those things that don't unite us. I do try to find ways to bring people together, obviously. And in the state of Alabama, we've had times like in 2011 where we had a tornado disaster. Those two teams came together, teammates. As a matter of fact, there's a walk that takes place now from Auburn to Tuscaloosa every year.
Wow.
And I love the fact that we can come together in those times. And then, of course, it is fun for a lot of people to enjoy rivalry. I want to get back to Forever Friends Club because I want people definitely to know about this. I want them, especially those who are hurting right now, who need some guidance, who need some help, to know that there's support out there. Just like, Nettie, you mentioned about the young lady who had the lighted shoes.
Right, right. Yeah, there's so many things that people, like, I mean, if you think about it, like, these are just some artists that come to mind. Like, for example, Freddie Mercury from Queen, and whether or not you're a fan of Queen, but one of the unique things about him performing, he had like a microphone stand, but it was just like half of the stand pretty much. And somebody could say, oh, that's weird, you know, but that's, it made him different. He was just being himself. So I just think that a lot of times, because something is maybe more innovative or, you know, inventive, people are kind of like confused about it. But a lot of times those are the things that make us stand out. And I don't believe in just being different for the purpose of being different and standing out just so you can stand out. But I do think that we were made different. I do believe that God made each of us, each and every one of us, unique without necessarily it having to be super obvious to everyone. And I try not to focus too on like outward appearance or on like what we do. Or I think the most important thing is just valuing one another for being humans. And there's just inherent value in being a human being. But yeah, it's just so interesting when you really look, because I did some research. Like Michael Phelps, he used to be bullied when he was a kid, and you know, he's been very successful in his career. And it's not all about your career, but that is something that you can use for the greater good. So it's cool to see a lot of our differences be embraced, even though at one point they weren't.
So you mentioned, Nettie, that you knew there was a place for an organization like Friends Forever Club. What has been your experience since you became a nonprofit as far as being able to help young people, as being able to connect with them and let them know that they're not alone?
Right. Well, we hit the ground running right when we kind of publicly announced it on People Magazine, and it was I didn't even see that coming, the feature on People. And that was kind of like my first official like announcement, like, yeah, I have a nonprofit. But, you know, that paperwork takes a minute. But we were still doing events with juvenile detention centers, visiting the teens there in Tennessee, Middle Tennessee area. We did events in Georgia, like near Atlanta. And just the 501c3 made it kind of like, okay, like, you know, a stamp of approval, like legitimacy, this is all a nonprofit. But our hearts were from the beginning just to reach the world. And there's some things that we're going to be doing in the new year, but that is definitely our heart, to reach the world with the message of purpose and hope and value. Because I think a lot of times when we're being bullied, or even just going through life, if you're not being bullied, and for the person that is doing the bullying, we go through life and we might feel like worthless. We might feel like we don't matter. Like nobody cares, if we're alive or not. And I think that if you target that, if you say, hey, like you do matter, and you weren't just here on accident, you were created on purpose. God thought of you. He created you on purpose. That it really is so empowering. And that's what I want to bring to people too, is power. And I have found that true power comes from Jesus. And that's the only way that I've ever done anything, like worthwhile, is just through becoming a Christian, really, and finding my hope in Jesus, and my value never changes in him, because his opinion of me never changes. So, yeah, power is definitely another thing that I would want to bring people.
Wow. There's a young man right now. His name is Bryson Anderson. He is going through a lymphoma battle. He's just 11 years old. And one of the things that's on his T-shirt is Philippians 4:13. And the verse is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That is something that he's turning to as an 11-year-old kid, the battle that he's facing right now with lymphoma. And it makes me think about when you're talking about Christ in your life, the impact that he's having in this young man's life as he goes through this cancer battle. There mm-hmm. is something to having a higher power to mm-hmm. to look to in our lives, not look at Mark White or look at Nettie ourselves, right, and finding strength within ourselves, because we're pretty weak overall. Right. It doesn't take much for Mark to go down.
Yeah.
I need something bigger than me.
Yep, you said it. It's so spot on. I agree with you. we were talking about empathy earlier, and the most empathetic person that I've heard of is Jesus, you know? And even though maybe he hasn't been through the same thing, like he, you know, he wasn't diagnosed with lymphoma, he is still lowly in heart. He still is a friend. And that's really where the concept of Friends Forever Club, Jesus being the ultimate friend and the ultimate friend forever, and just being able to come alongside people and to befriend them. Because I think that's what kind of where hope starts a lot of times, is when you go to that same level that person is at, and maybe you haven't been there exactly, but when you can empathize and you can listen to them and just be there for them, I think that makes a big difference. So that's a lot of the heart behind Friends Forever Club.
And as you're talking, Nettie, what I'm thinking about is, do we really want to love people? And if we do, if you're listening right now, if Mark White wants to love people, if Nettie wants to love people, what are the steps we need to take to really love a person, to care about them, and find a way to help them, find a way to be there for them? And if you really do care about people, then find those opportunities to make a difference in their life. Start an organization. There are things out there that we can do, and we just have to find a way to make a difference. That's exactly what my theme is for my show, is finding your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today, in this moment, because we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the rest of today, as a matter of fact.
Right, exactly. And I do think that love is a choice. I do think that love is an action, and that true love requires sacrifice. So it even though it's not easy, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. It might be hard for, you know, there's a lot of hardships that come through, you know, creating a nonprofit or different, you know, that's just one example of a lot. But when you're actually sticking through, like, I don't know if you're married, Mark, I'm not married, but in a marriage, like, true love is when you persevere. And, you know, if you think about it from a Christian perspective, like, true love was that God sent his only son, Jesus, to die on a cross for us. And Jesus sacrificed, you know, gave himself as a sacrifice. And that's the most perfect example. So what you're talking about, you know, love and what that looks like, is just, love is an action, and love requires sacrifice, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And I think about, even while we're talking, 1 Corinthians 13:7, where it talks about charity, love, how it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. If somebody wants to look that up, they can. But it talks about how we should be as people. And so I appreciate what you're doing to bring people together through the Friends Forever Club. I appreciate the fact that you are taking your voice, your talent. I appreciate what you're doing, Nettie.
Thanks a lot for that encouragement. I really appreciate that, Mark. If you guys want to check out more about Friends Forever Club, my anti-bullying nonprofit, you can visit us at friends and then the number 4everclub.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Friends Forever Club. And my Instagram for my music and my Facebook is Official Nettie, as well as my website, officialnettie.com.
Excellent. Nettie, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. I've enjoyed the conversation with you. So many things to cover. I imagine you'll probably be back on the show again. And like I said, you could have been on a long time ago, but today's the day, and I'm glad that you could be on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much. Me too. It was great talking with you, and I look forward to speaking again soon.
Excellent. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Nettie and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you're encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Who live and love in my hometown. Are they
these are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner, coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Cora's Corner. I'm glad you can be with us today as Cora reads Nursery Rhyme Collection Volume 4 from Ollie Bolly Books, illustrated by Holly Conger.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Patty cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and prick it and mark it with a B and put it in the oven for baby and me. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner. Tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. We want to thank Cora White for that great episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you're enjoying those segments as much as I am getting to work with my daughter. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, and that you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I hope you'll follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good.